Welcome, everyone, to our weekly Course in Miracles study group. This is Corinne. I'm so happy you all are here. Just two quick housekeeping things before we dive into our meditation. I wanted to just mention that this Thursday is the day that I'm giving a free webinar on mindfulness meditation for Course in Miracles students. It's from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, but it'll be recorded and sent to everybody who registers. So if you're interested, you can check that out at acimindfulness.com, A Course in Mindfulness. And I'm really excited to share. Secondly, I'm sharing my office with my 8-week baby chicken because she is on some antibiotics and I need to keep an eye on her. So I'm apologizing in advance if I suddenly just start laughing or if you hear some strange noises in the background. I'm hoping she'll be nice and settled in. It's looking like she's kind of calming down, but she's not used to me being in here doing work, so we'll see what happens. Never a dull moment. All
right. Yeah, I've got Lucy on the bed right now, and I don't know how that's going to work out either.
I love it. All pets are welcome on our calls. So.
I don't know about that, Corinne.
We're going to hear chirping and meowing and barking. Anyway. All right, let's take a deep breath. And turning our awareness within. In this holy instant, we give to you. Be you in charge, for we would follow you, certain that your direction gives us peace. If we need a word, a thought, or a tranquil, open mind, these are the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives. And we place the Holy Spirit in charge by our request, trusting that we'll share whatever it is we need to share and that we'll hear and read whatever it is that we need to hear and read. So taking a nice, mindful breath in and out. And with that love in your heart and light in your mind, coming together to our perception of right here, right now. All right. So in the Sparkle Edition, we are on page 332. The subheading is Perception Without Deceit. In the original edition, it's Chapter 14, Part 4, also called Perception Without Deceit. And last but not least, in the Foundation for Inner Peace edition, we are on Chapter 14, Part 7, and it's called Sharing Perception with the Holy Spirit. Wonderful. My chickie is chirping. I don't think you can hear her, but we'll see how this goes. All right, perception without deceit. What do you want? Light or darkness, knowledge or ignorance are yours, but not both. Opposites must be brought together and not kept apart. For their separation is only in your mind, and they are reconciled by union as you are. In union, everything that is not real must disappear, for truth is union. As darkness disappears in light, so ignorance fades away when knowledge dawns. Perception is the medium by which ignorance is brought to knowledge. Yet the perception must be without deceit, for otherwise it becomes the messenger of ignorance rather than a helper in the search for truth. We'll pause there. So what do you want? Light or darkness? Knowledge or ignorance? They are ours, but not both. Knowledge or ignorance are yours, but not both. So it's one or the other, meaning that the ego thought system and the Holy Spirit are two completely different languages, two completely different experiences that are not reconcilable. They don't know each other. So as we choose for the Holy Spirit in our mind, this is the sentence where it says, "Perception is the medium by which ignorance is brought to knowledge." That to me is a beautiful example of how the Holy Spirit will use everything that we've made on behalf of our awakening. So here, that sentence is an example of how when we give perception to the Holy Spirit, perception is then the medium by which ignorance is brought to knowledge. When perception is used by the ego, that's when it's used